Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina, 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, my Friday edition, which is my week in review. What did I do as a CEO? I fired somebody this week, and I don't say that like I enjoy it, because I've been talking to you. If you really listen to the podcast, you notice that my last 2 months has been staffing. But when you staff up, not everybody makes the cut. So I'm just going to give you some advice on hiring and firing and what I've experienced over the last 6 weeks. Somebody who's not going to make your team, you're going to know in the first 30 days most of the time. There's always an outlier experience that can, you know, be contrary to what I'm telling you, but as a general rule, I have learned that within 30 days, 90% of the time, I can tell whether a person is a good fit for our company. That's what I'm telling you. So if you think they get better after 30 days, generally their habits are predetermined. They're on time, they have initiative, they have drive, they work well with others. The key components, you're going to know in the first 30 days. Clearly, they hopefully get better at their position with you the longer they're there. If you have good systems in place and you do training and you've got other talented people that can challenge them. I'm fully aware of that. I'm just telling you, things that make me want to fire a person, not showing up on time, not being reliable, not being able to get things finished, not playing well with others, all these things I typically can find out in the first 30 days. That's what I'm telling you. That's why I think if you're smart, you do a 30-day review and then a 90-day review. 30 days is just kind of the, okay, you're coming to work on time. We see potential here. We really like your fit, blah, 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 blah. And then 90 days, it's a critical review of what they've done over 90 days and whether they're really actually fitting and or becoming what you want them to be. Or maybe you need to, you know, put them in another position. You might need to make a modification, an adjustment, something like that. That's what you do after 90 days. But after 30 days, point one is I know in 9 out of 10 situations whether you're going to be a good fit for us because I know the prototypical employee that I like. And that's what I'm also telling you. Know what you like in an employee. This is what I like. Extremely intelligent. I like people that can solve problems themselves. I like people that manage their time well. I'm not asking for much, am I? You can see why it's hard to work for us and with me. You don't need your hand held. You can get something from beginning to end by yourself. And you have a general appreciation for our company and the opportunity to work for us. Yes, I want you to want to work for our company. I feel like the New York Yankees in our industry. When you put our hat on, I want you to kind of, you know, bend the fold there, the bill, and bend it a little bit and be excited about it. I want that. And I want our employees to have that pride to be working for us. Okay, so that's critical. I just share with you, there's critical things that I want in a hire. And I look for those and I hint to those in my interview. And then I look over 30 days to see if I'm getting those. If I'm getting those, great. I've got a good hire and I'm excited. But if I start seeing this person, they're come to work late. Okay, that's why I don't hire people that come late to a job interview. I don't hire them. 15 minutes late, they're gone. And probably 5 minutes if you didn't call. If I notice that you can't finish it, you're not a finisher. I have a problem with that. I like capacity. I like people that have the ability to do two jobs. I've always said, I like to pay you for 1.5 and work you for 2. Okay? I like capacity. I can't fix stupid. I just can't. I can't do it. I can't fix lazy and I can't fix stupid. So I like intelligent. Intelligent people just, they figure things out. They just solve problems. Why? Because they're smart. And smart is, you know, within industries, it looks a lot different. But you can when you're around somebody who's not very bright, you can tell. And when you're around somebody who's pretty smart, you can tell. Why? They can do multiple jobs. That's the biggest thing. And they solve problems themselves. And or you want to involve them. When you have a problem, you kind of get there. You collaborate with them a little bit. You ask for some feedback. That's why I like smart people. All right. So why did I fire this person? Okay. We're within the 30 days. Slow. First thing is that I try to give people a timeline on a job. in anything I give them to do, I try to give them a standard so they know what I expect. And if they don't hit it, well, then I have an alarm bell that goes off. I gave this person, you know, an initial task, and it took them longer, I'd say 25% longer than I thought it should have. And they kept giving me excuses. And then I gave them a second assignment, and I started seeing the same pattern. And there was always a reason why. They always had an excuse. Well, this came up. And I just finally yesterday said, they were kind of like, well, maybe I'm not a good fit. And they just put their foot in their mouth. I jumped on that so fast. I was like an alligator on a chicken. I said, you're right. I don't think you're a good fit. And I think you should move on. And then they tried to backtrack. Oh, but when you hired me, you made all these promises. And I said, yes, all these promises are based on you being able to do your job. And clearly, I don't think you can do your job. And to be clear, you're the one who just quit. And I'm just taking you up on it. But now let me give you some advice. Don't argue with the person. Don't try to win the conversation. Don't try to explain yourself. Do not try to justify it. You have one objective after you decide to let somebody go and you drop the bomb. Get them out of the building, out of the office, out of your vehicles, as fast as humanly possible with the least amount of resistance as possible. It is not your time to win them as a friend. You just want a clean break as fast as possible. They could badmouth me, text me. I don't care. It's just like, I'm sorry it didn't work out. My standard answer, sorry it didn't work out. Yeah, on this day and age, they can post reviews. They can call you, Satan. You know, there's nothing you can do about that. You just do the best you can. You know that they're not the right person. The best you can is getting rid of them. That's the right thing. That's the best thing I can do for them and for me. So I didn't try to win a debate with them. They tried to defend themselves and, make it look like I wasn't giving them enough time and blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, I knew already that I didn't think this person was going to make it because we were getting to the end of 30 days and my critical components that I like in people, this person wasn't meeting. So let them go. All right, so what did you learn this week? Well, hopefully you learned what I've learned years ago, and that is that fire fast. Don't have this endless hope. Employees are not like puppies. We bring them home and we can't bring them back. No, I can bring a puppy home as an employee and I can get rid of them really quick. People said I could fire my mother. And it's truth. My mom actually works for me and she knows that. So I keep her on her toes. Okay, just joking here, but I could fire her. Get rid of people within 30 days. If you you know it's not going to work. Don't drag it out. You're just wasting money. Get somebody in there who can help you. That's number one. I say that with this understanding, when you hire somebody, give them a clear objective, what success looks like, so that when you do confront them 30 days in, they know they haven't hit the mark. If you don't set a standard, then shame on you. Okay, shame on you. And I had this with one of my partners wanted me to get involved in a firing situation or letting a person go. I go, have you told this person that you've had a problem or your expectation? Well, no. I go, well, I'm not getting involved. Because you need to let them know your expectations. Then if they're not being met, I don't mind getting involved. So give them expectations, but quickly, look within that 30 days and you're probably going to get signs that they're not going to make it. But when you get ready to terminate them, do it in private. Do it quickly. Don't defend yourself. As fast as you can get the keys back to the office, the credit card back if they have one, quick. Change the email, cut off everything that allows them to represent your company, take care of it immediately. If they represent a client, immediately reach out to the client and just say, listen, I'm sorry to tell you this, but we let so-and-so go today and this person's going to be taking it over. I would hope that so-and-so wouldn't reach out to you, but if they do, just tell them, the company is called and I understand I have a new rep and I wish you well. That's it. It's quick. It's done. But that's how I do it. And this is why I do this Friday podcast, because I love sharing with you what I went through. Like last Friday, I had no idea I'd be letting somebody go a week later. And that's what makes this podcast so practical, because not only do we teach, not only do we interview people, but every Friday, and since I own multiple companies, I always have something I can share with you that I think is practical, applicable, actionable, and will make you a better CEO and or founder of a company, entrepreneur, you're better after listening to this lesson. I tell you one thing, you at least know how to fire somebody right now. All right, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. It's brought to you by Get Started Marketing. If you need more leads, more traffic to your site, more sales, getstartedmarketing.com. Again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Top 50 in over 50 countries. Number one in Tanzania and Rwanda over the last 2 weeks. Number three in Macedonia. It's unbelievable the countries and just countries I never would imagine that we would resonate with. So again, thank you so much for listening to the podcast.